Jules Und here with you on Disrupt Radio. Now, I cannot remember meeting someone with a more positive energy than our next guest, award-winning founder, psychotherapist, facilitator, executive coach and keynote speaker. She travels the globe leading the world's top leaders. She's become my absolute favourite new friend this year. Please welcome an absolute unicorn, Mim Bartlett.
Jules, so good to be here. Love you too, babe.
You can't win with, with an intro like that, it's almost like a rod for your back, isn't it? Now you've got to live up to it.
Yeah, I am feeling pretty nervous, but I'm excited. I always get excited when I see you because you are full of positive energy.
Have you ever done radio?
A few interviews here and there with the old Luke Darcy, Luke Darcy that brought us together.
That's exactly right. So Luke Darcy is a former AFL champion who now has a program, one of many of his ventures, is a leader, A-L-E-D-A. And we met at one of his leadership courses. Stacey Morlag was the one who was facilitating that. And it was incredible. But I do want to get your background because I've never really asked you properly. And I know it's only one string to your bow, but can you give us a brief overview of how and why you got into leadership coaching?
Yeah, Jules, of course. So I started life off as a corporate lawyer at King & Wood Mallesons in Melbourne.
You would have stuck out.
Mate, it just was not my cup of tea. So I quickly worked out that wasn't a good fit. I'd studied law arts, majoring in Mandarin Chinese at Melbourne Uni, and my dream was to work in China on my own and use my Chinese. So I went up there in the early 90s. So there were very few Western women in Beijing then. So it was a challenging time, but it was a really interesting kind of adventurous time. I really felt like I was kind of doing quite frontier work. And I moved into sports marketing and I was really keen tennis player. And frankly, it was one of the only jobs I could get up there as well. And so I brought in sponsorship for the first ATP tour event in Beijing, which was a real struggle because it hadn't been there before and we had to educate companies about sponsorship, etc. So after that, I moved to Singapore with a great guy who I met in Hong Kong, and it was a good time for me to follow one of my other dreams, which was to study Gestalt psychotherapy. So I did that for 4 years. Gestalt therapy is a form of psychotherapy. There are lots of different types of psychotherapy. And whilst I was looking for a job, a headhunter said, why don't you try facilitation whilst you're looking for a job? And I didn't really even know what that was, but I thought, yep, I'll give it a crack. And when I was working with groups, I found it really stimulating and exciting, but the content didn't really kind of light my fire. It was more around sales skills, negotiation skills. And so after studying psychotherapy on the side, working as a facilitator, I thought, I tried my hand as a psychotherapist and I worked with quite a lot of clients who were suicidal and sexual abuse, and my boys were really young then, and I just felt it was a little too burdensome. It just once again didn't feel quite right. So I thought, what if I can bring these deep interpersonal, interrelational skills into the corporate world and do more meaningful work? And that's how it really kickstarted into my next kind of professional kind of career around facilitation and coaching.
If you were to look at all of your programs and the things that you do in the corporate space, because, you know, you travel the globe, you're working with some of the biggest brands on the planet, the executive teams within them, all the way down to the session that we have had or the program that we've had over the last few months, is there one theme or one message that you are most keen to impart?
Yeah, look, there's so many, it's a bit hard to say, but the first one that comes to mind is the importance of taking time out to reflect. Like, all our lives are so busy and we could just stay on the hamster wheel. We'll just go where life takes us. But if we stop to reflect and ask ourselves, and we discussed this today, Jules, in the program, how do we want to show up? What kind of person do we want to be in every aspect of our life? Like, how do we want to show up in our workplace? How do we want to show up as a partner or as a parent or as a daughter or a sibling? And then actually reflecting on that and thinking about, well, am I being that person? And if not, what can I do differently? And even getting feedback around that from those different people in your life, I think is just hugely life-changing, actually. And that's one of the biggest takeaways, that the executives from CEOs of big banks down to kind of graduates. We're all people and we're all leaders. And so you don't have to kind of run a team or have direct reports to be a leader, but to focus within and to think about who do I want to be and how do I want to show up, I think is important.
When have you had feedback that made you feel most vulnerable?
I think the feedback from my boys, probably, because I've got three boys, twin 24-year-olds and a 21-year-old, and I really am passionate about being just the best mother I can and just having really beautiful relationships with my boys. Family's a very strong value for me, and it means the world to me to have strong relationships with my boys. So when I've sat down and asked my boys, as kind of part of the Change Up program that I ask other people to do, which is, this is the type of mum I want to be, loving, present, supportive, fun and wise, and I'd love your feedback and how do you think I'm going on that. And then when they gave me some constructive feedback, it was like hard to hear, and it still is when they give it to me because I love them so much, but I want to hear it so that I can make some changes.
Brave enough to share it?
Yeah, of course.
You say of course, but your face is like, shit, I'm not letting you get off. You don't let us off in your programs.
One of them said they felt they had to be happy all the time when they were with me, and he was about 15 when he said that. And that was so hard to hear. I thought, like, I'm this great, you know, I've done this therapy work and surely my boys can bring anything to me. But I realised that I was bringing not as much or very little of the vulnerability, my insecurities, my fears, my feelings of flatness or not enough, and I wasn't bringing enough of that. So they felt that they couldn't bring as much of their vulnerabilities. They felt they had to kind of bring more of their joys and successes and happiness, which I was mainly bringing to them. And so by hearing that and then sharing more of what was really going on for me, it meant gave them permission to bring more of that to me. And so that's been really helpful.
So they say that the measure of a good leader is how many leaders they develop. And, you know, your three boys, do you have moments of awe watching them become leaders in their own life?
Yeah, I do so much. I just love that. And I think social activism and making a difference in the world is a really important value of mine. And that one in particular, when I see my boys kind of being a leader in those areas, that I guess brightens my life up even more. But I really love that.
What's been a moment where you've stood back and just gone, wow?
Look, a couple, but probably the most formational for me would be when one of our boys came out very publicly at his school where no one had come out publicly before, and he didn't want other boys to feel ashamed of their sexuality or anything about them. And so he did it in a really, really open, kind of courageous way where he shared it with the whole school. And then he went on to share that speech with many other schools and kind of on breakfast radio and the footy show and all, kind of all sorts of articles in the paper and things. And, yeah, was really standing very strongly in who he was. But leading up to that, it had been very stressful at home because he was in that process of coming out and deciding how we'd do that. And so I felt we really were walking on eggshells for, you know, I felt for many, many months leading up to that, and I was quite worried about him. So, yeah, it was great that he was able to do that.
Do you feel he gave strength to others?
Yeah, absolutely. And there were so many emails and letters to the school and it was, and to us and to him. It was beautiful.
We're going to talk in more detail after this, but one of the things that you've created, because you're also a community builder, is Mentor Walks. How would you describe that?
So Jules, it was created by two incredible entrepreneurs in Sydney, Bobby Marlab and Adina Jacobs. So shout out to them. I'm the co-local leader with Andy Pert, a brilliant friend and woman. And so what it does, we're in 16 locations in Australia, and it's essentially connecting professional career women with inspiring female CEOs, directors, executives and founders. And the best part of all is walking and talking around the TAN once a month. That's the format.
Yeah, so that's in Victoria.
It's in Victoria.
Botanical.
The Botanical Gardens. But we also run them virtually and with breakout rooms on Zoom once every 2 months.
And so there's a number of different spaces as well globally, Singapore and Canada and other places in Australia?
Yeah, so every capital city plus three other regional locations.
So this is airing in Brisbane and Sydney and other states. Yeah,
brilliant. And so the three regional locations are Wollongong, Parramatta and Newcastle and every other capital city. And it's the most brilliant concept. We get 70 to 80 women, 7:15 a.m. on a Friday morning. As a mentee, you put your question in the website, you pay $33. We're a not-for-profit, but we have to cover our admin costs. And then we will match the mentee with the best place mentor to answer the question. And then one mentor is matched with one to three mentees and walks around the town for 45 minutes. And there are enduring relationships and friendships that come from this. It's just beautiful.
Brilliant. Mentorwalks.org. I'm here with Mim Bartlett. As I mentioned, I only met Mim 6 months ago and, you know, who you would have seen on the other side of this sort of leadership course we were doing was a depleted guy. Like, I was pretty exhausted. I was looking to sort of find ways to relight my fire. And Mim, you're one of the reasons why I'm in one of the happiest states I've ever been in. So up next, with your help, we're going to break down some of the processes that you've used to transform my approach to life and obviously the tens of thousands of others that Mim has unlocked. That's next on Startup Nation. Welcome back. Jules Lund here on Startup Nation. With me now is a true change maker in every sense of the word. She travels the globe helping leaders from the world's biggest brands live a more authentic personal and professional life. Also a fierce advocate for social rights, gender equality, LGBTIQ+, and in fact, the impact you've had on refugees, Mim, is a legacy in itself. And we just heard a community builder. You got mentorwalks.org, which is incredible. It has, inspiring female CEOs, directors, executives, and founders. They'll do a walk and talk with aspiring women, and that's across Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and Canada. Welcome back, Mim Bartlett.
Thanks, Jules. Great to be back. And Jules, one more thing about mentor walks that I want to add is, once again, you've got the virtual piece. So if for some reason you can't make it, you've got really young kids, and then you can jump online.
And so how does that work? So people are walking around like a park or along a beach and everything, and you're just on someone's phone.
No, so they're two separate ones. One is the in-person walks, and the other one is everybody's virtual.
Oh, I feel like a dickhead.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who keeps talking? Oh, she's in your pocket. Tracy, did you want to share something? So, Mim, you were about to share.
Thing is that we have these incredible conversation series where once a month, one of our wonderful mentors, you know, we've got Holly Ransom, Naomi Simpson, Rep Alone, Christina Carlson from Kiki K, Rachel Newman from Flying Fox, they will give 1 hour of their time and talk about it, give a workshop online. It's all free, just about your career and developing yourself and your career. So there's just incredible access to all these fabulous women.
Awesome. And it's brilliant. And it's simple but transformative. Like a lot of your programs, like, you know, from a personal development point of view, as I said, you've had an enormous amount of impact on me this year. You know, first as a peer in a leadership course we did together, that was A Leader, which Luke Darcy, former AFL champion and broadcaster, Stacey Moreland was amazing in terms of facilitating that. And then you were very generous to include me in your three-month course, Change Up. Can you share with the audience the main themes around that particular program? Because people can get involved in that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So we run it in-house with corporates and businesses, but we also run it as a public program a couple of times a year. The magic number that we like to work with is 10 to 12 participants, and you're one of our fabulous group that we've just finished today. It's run over 3 half-days and 1 full-day over several months so that you have time to integrate and reflect and try out things, and then you're catching up with your quads, your little trios in between. So you're building these incredible relationships that we find people go forward for years and years that are still connected with their groups and their trios for incredible kind of support, accountability, guidance, opening networks for each other. And often, you know, we only know who we know, but it's so good to get out of our comfort zone and get out of kind of the people that we more normally mix with and meet all these incredible people, also different generations. That's we love bringing together people of different generations to share and learn from each other.
Okay, so let's just cut to a takeaway that we think we can surface now and share with our audience. And, you know, over 3 months it was plenty. Can we sort of, I've mentioned you on this show about four times in the last month around the strength-based work that we've done. Why is helping someone identify their strengths? Because it seems like obvious, right? Mm. But it still moved me in a very unique way.
I know, Jules, and you have done a lot of work on yourself. Yeah. Look, there's a negativity bias in our culture and in organisational life. So for most of us who have worked in corporates or businesses around performance review, it's mainly focused on the gaps and what's missing and what we need to do differently. But we get so much more bang for our buck when we can focus also on what are our strengths and how can we leverage them for even greater success. And I love Alex Lindley's analogy of a boat, and he talks about if you have a boat and there's a hole in the boat, that represents your weaknesses. And so you need to do enough to patch up your weaknesses and the hole in the boat so you don't drown. But actually, if that's all you do, you don't drown, but you won't go anywhere with your life. And the sails on the boat represent your strengths. So you want to play as much to your strengths and be in jobs and be in positions in your life where you can play to your strengths, because the sails will billow out and that's what will take you forward. So yes, focus on kind of patching up your weaknesses, but if that's all you do, then you're not going to be your best in your life. You're not going to live your purpose and your legacy.
Here's where it's always fallen flat in the past. People have said to me, what are your strengths? Like a careers advisor, tell me about your strengths and we'll build something around that. You're actually the least qualified to comment on your strengths, because when you're at your best, you are 100% present. You are in flow, right? You're not even self-aware. So you're not even conscious of when you are at your best. Everyone around you is. The time where you are most self-conscious is at your weakness, when you're stumbling, when you're stuffing up, when you're self-conscious. So we are very aware of when we're not good enough and less aware when we are. So what you guys, you know, as part of Change Up, was to ask, 10 people around you, family, work, friends, when do you see me at my best? And they came back with a couple of paragraphs each. And I was amazed at the diversity of what I got, and a lot of the stuff I couldn't even remember. They were using examples too of stuff that I couldn't even remember doing, right? So this is how unaware you are. Oh, help me out. I helped you out there during that crisis. Then what I was able to do, which I absolutely love, was take sort of the ingredient from each one of those, put it together and create a dish. And that then becomes almost like a guiding light, my North Star for my entire life. That is literally when I'm at my best. And if I'm not sort of creating a world that elevates and allows me to express that, then what am I wasting my time on?
That's right, Jules. You've got one friggin' life. Like, let's make the most of it. I love that. So that's the Harvard Business School Reflected Best Self Activity. But it's simply going out to people, different stakeholders in your life, and asking them, what are three examples of when you see me at my best? And we all have blind spots. And as you say, when we're in our flow, using our strengths, we're not even aware because it feels so normal. It feels like breathing. It feels like everybody does this shit, but they don't. Yeah. And that's a sign that they're your strength. So it's a really useful activity to go out to people and ask them that. And also the VIA Strengths Survey is it's a free online tool, and you also did that where you got your top five strengths, and there's quite a lot of material on that website that can also help fill it out for you. But that's information that you put in, so it's more subjective. Yeah. Whereas what you're talking about, that activity, is getting other people's perceptions.
It's super powerful. Mim Bartlett, thank you so much for joining us. MimBartlettConsulting.com.au, and from there you can see obviously her expert team as well as all the different programs and how you can get involved. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Jules.
Not just for turning up, but for the course and then the transformation this year.